Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. The time is 5:54, Friday, November 16, 2018. A pile of news this week over the last 4 days since I've done this. There's a lot more news items than I usually do. First one is article on Boston25news.com. Don't ask us where it comes from. Asian shares lower after Wall Street falls over oil concerns. Nikkei was down because of oil. Oil just took a beating. S&P fell, 500 fell 4%, or sorry, 0.1%. Dow Jones was down 0.4%. Russell was down 0.3%. Trade worries, but apparently that's been over now. But again, Trump says a lot of stuff and may not follow through. But if this happens, it would be somewhat a temporarily good thing. Energy, crude oil dropped 40 cents. And currency slipped to 113.88 yen from 114.01. And that was on Tuesday. Okay. Here's an interesting one I found here called from Bloomberg.com. The article is called "Warren Buffett, We Hardly Recognize You." Earlier today on, again, Bloomberg.com. So basically, this is a mix of holdings that Buffett or Warren Buffett's holding on Berkshire Hathaway here from 2014. Mostly financials, 42% holding, and 25% in technology, consumer, 18.2, and then others. So most of his holdings right now is in U.S. financials. Compare that to in 2014, where financials was 46% and technology was 12%. But he had more holdings also in consumer as well at 23%. So he's holding on to more U.S. financials, but then he's also expanding his technology holdings as well. So just be aware of that. His technology holdings include Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Alphabet, which is really Google, and those are the market value. So that's in the order. So he's still kind of up there in the top five. Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway is still among the world's top five most valuable companies, but skipping out on tech investments for years didn't help. So if you be too conservative, don't help you. Now, somebody has asked about blockchain, how that works. So on this website here called stackexchange.com, if you go to one called bitcoin.stackexchange.com, look for a question called, "Can somebody explain how the Bitcoin blockchain works?" is a pretty good answer. But block header contains, it's really revolutionized how money is to be spent and transferred online. So there's that. And then as usual, we go into more Bitcoin stuff. Interesting article here found November 15th, which is yesterday, from investing.com. Chart of the day, Bitcoin headed to $3,000. Bitcoin did fall below $6,000 at time of writing. Currently, it's at 5571, lowest for the most popular cryptocurrency since October 2017. Bitcoin has been trading above 6200 since July. And then there's this other cash, a Bitcoin Cash hard fork, which it doesn't look, it did all that well. Interesting article. Some technical indicators are pointing that Bitcoin could still go down another quite a bit, a few thousand. So I'll let you read the article again. That is called "Chart of the Day: Bitcoin Headed to $3,000," and that's on investing.com. Now, there's other news on the UK pushing through the Brexit, negotiating. And this article found 5 hours ago, today I guess. UK shares remain fragile amid Brexit Turmoil. That can be found on bbc.com. Some pretty well the pound, the UK sterling got slammed because of this. Sterling, dollar, 1 month volatility percent change of 14%. It was the highest was in late 2016, whenever they had the referendum for the Brexit poll and the vote. Now it's pretty high, but we're now approaching the second highest since then. Yeah, I mean, it's not looking pretty. Financial crisis sends Britain into recession October 21st. So this is basically a chart that says, how bad was Thursday's drop in the pound? How many U.S. dollars could you buy with 1 pound? So midnight on Thursday, the pound had already lost 4.6%. Financial crisis sends Britain into recession. Also, UK votes to leave the EU June 2016, and so on and so forth. More charts. Pound performance since the EU referendum. Here's the Brexit vote, and it was at 1.5. Now it's at 1.3, and that's the EU withdrawal deal approved by Cabinet. And that was going into next year, 2019, and that's that chart. Then we come into one last article here at Bloomberg.com. You can't always count on sterling to bail out UK stocks, which is very true. UK negative stock and Forex correlation has been weakening. So it was positive for a little bit in price, looks like in the summer, and has gone back to being negative again with that kind of correlation. So people have depended upon it, and now it cannot be dependent upon. So there you go. Hopefully that will help you out, and we shall talk to you soon with more analysis coming up next week. Talk to you later.